Blog Talk Radio.
Halfway outfit you have, remember?
Thank you. Amen. Overcome by Ty Trevett. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into tonight's message. And it's brought to you by Job 28, chapter 28. It's Job's reflections. Surely, there is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore. Man puts an end to darkness and searches every recess for the ore, the darkness, and the shadows of death. He breaks open a shaft away from people and places forgotten by feet. They hang far away from men. They swing to and from as for the earth, for it comes bread. But underneath it turns up as by fire. Its stones are the source of sapphires and contains gold dust. That path no bird knows, nor has the falcon's eye seen it. The proud lions have not trodden it, nor has the fierce lion passed over it. He puts his hand on the flint. He overturns the mountains at the roots. He cuts out channels in the rocks, and his eye sees every precious thing. He dams up the stream from trickling. What is hidden, he brings forth to light. But where can wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man does not know its value, nor is found in the land of the living. The deep says it's not in me, and the sea says it's not with me. It cannot be purchased for gold, nor can silver be weighed for its price. It cannot be valued in the gold of fur, in its precious onyx or sapphire. Neither gold nor crystal can equal it, nor can it be exchanged for jewelry or fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or quartz, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia cannot equal it, nor can it be valued in pure gold. From where then does wisdom come, and where is the place of understanding? It is hidden from the eyes of the living and concealed from the birds of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard a report about it in our ears. God understands his way, and he knows his place. For he looks to the ends of the earth and sees under the whole heavens to establish a weight for the wind and a portion of the waters by measure. When he made a law for the rain and path for the thunderbolt, then he saw wisdom and declared it. He prepared it indeed, he searched it out, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Job further continued his discourse and said, oh, that I was in the month past, in the days when God watched over me, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness, just as I was in the days of my prime, when the friendly counsel of God was over my tent. When the Almighty was yet with me, my children were around me. When my steps were bathed with cream, and the rock poured out rivers of oil over for me. When I went out to the gate by the city, when I took my seat in the open square, again, the young men saw me and hid, and the aged rose and stood. The princes refrained from talking and put their hand on their mouth. The voice of nobles was hushed, and their tongue stuck to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard, when it blessed me, and when the eye saw, then it approved me. Because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no helper. The blessing of a perished man came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My justice was like a robe and a turban. I was eyes to the blind, and I was feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and I searched out the case that I did not know. I broke the fangs of the wicked, plucked the victim from his teeth, and I said, I shall die in my nest, and multiply my days as the sand. My root is spread out to the waters, and the dew lies all night on my branch. My glory is fresh within me, and my bow is renewed in my hand. That's Job chapter 28, verses 1 and 29 to 20. All righty. I hope this reading was a blessing to you. Amen. And if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Alrighty. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and we'll bring you on, and you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Well, we've got no callers as of right now, so I'm going to play some more great music. Amen. Play, I'll Just Say Yes by Brian Courtney Wilson.
me show you how we bless the Lord. Anybody accepted something? Yeah.
I don't trust that Tony F any further than I can throw him. I'm against him.
Why? Okay. Okay. Whatever this is about, I don't know. I don't know what's going on about Tony F. Don't know. Well, like I said, if you want to come on the air, just press the one key and I'll bring you on. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, Ken. This is your friend,
Johnny.
Hey,
what's up, Johnny?
Well, I'm a little confused about those two calls that just came in about Tony F. being voted on.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what's going on.
Is there some kind of an election or
no
opinion poll?
No.
Well, I would hope somebody would call in and explain what that's about.
Yeah, I would hope so, too. I mean, I don't know what they were referring to.
Well, if you get any additional calls, please rush them on the air and fill us in.
Yeah, I will do so. Yeah. So how you been, Johnny?
Okay. I'm dealing with a little drought and a heat wave, but it is June after all, wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
Summer is upon us. I'm finally getting some of that San Antonio weather.
It's been kind of hot today. Yep.
Okay. Well, I wanted to let you know that Did Wanda tell you she was going to be off today?
I haven't really spoken with Wanda today.
And your health situation, how's that today? You doing all right today?
Yeah, I'm doing okay today.
Well, you've been off for a couple days here. I thought maybe you were sick.
No, I just wasn't feeling like doing any shows.
Is that because Tony F. Banned you, or?
No, I didn't get banned by Tony F.
I think somebody in the chat room just called me a white devil, so I'm not sure what that is. This is just, things have gone kind of strange here, because we're voting on Tony F., yes or no, and then somebody named Ashley called me a white devil, and that Farrar's making a comment. He says, there's silliness as always. Maybe you should bring him on to have a discussion. Why don't you bring him on the air? Just hand him the microphone.
Tony won't come on, yeah.
Why?
He doesn't want to come on here.
Oh, playing hard to get again.
Yeah.
I wonder why he's doing this. Does he know that he's being voted on?
No, I don't know.
Well, so far the vote is 1-1. I don't know if. I don't know how important it is that somebody votes yes or no. I don't know which is the better option. I don't even have enough information to decide how I would vote.
Me neither. I don't have enough information what it's about either. I couldn't tell you.
Well. Well, I heard that Gary called Father's house tonight and was cut off.
Well, he usually does get cut off on Father's house.
Gary was trying to explain how he and his boyfriend met, and then Kent grabbed he muted Gary and went to music. Kent seems to have problems with gays.
I don't know why. He was one himself for a couple of years.
Hey, have you heard anything about this, the smoke coming down from Canada? Have you heard about that?
No.
Well, apparently in New York, and I heard this from famous New York City resident, Pastor Leroy. He said that in New York City, where he lives, that the smoke was filling the sky, and it was from Canada, from Quebec, from wildfires in Canada were drifting down across the border and causing kind of warnings for, if you go outside, you're gonna get sick. You know, your lungs are going to get full.
No, I didn't hear anything about it.
Okay, you must not watch the news today.
No, I didn't watch anything today. I haven't watched any TV today at all. Well, we got a caller here from 506. Let's take the number and take you to see who we have. 506, you're on air.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, on.
Okay, whatever that was.
That area code 506 is from Canada. That's New Brunswick. I think he said. I think you said no on Tony F. So that means you've got two votes no on Tony F.
And I don't know what they're voting on.
I don't either.
So that doesn't really matter. It's not important.
Although, yeah, I mean, you're his boyfriend. I mean, I think I would be kind of upset if he got two no votes and one yes vote.
Well, I don't know what they're voting on. It doesn't make sense.
Hmm. You got any upcoming special plans for the program, Ken?
No, not really. No. Just going to let it go as it goes.
Possibly a guest preacher.
Huh?
Maybe you should do like what those old Southern Baptist types have. They always have a revival. What about a revival where you have a series of guest preachers come in and get everybody all riled up? You thought about that?
Yeah, I have. And, I don't get any guest preachers I could bring on.
Yeah, it's because Father's House is stealing all the hosts. I think they're up to four hosts now. You got Doctrine, Kim, somebody named Janet, and Pastor Leroy. And, of course, the fifth one, of course, is Kent, who sometimes is on his own show.
Wow.
But not always.
We got 2 506 numbers here. Let's bring them on and see who we have. All right, 506, you're on here.
That's Kent.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Tony F. is bad for Canada. My vote is no.
Oh, another no vote. So we got 3 no's, 1 yes.
And what are we voting on?
I'm not sure. I think this caller from 506 should explain himself. Is he gone?
Yeah, I guess he must have. He ain't saying nothing. Okay. All righty. Well, anyway, I'm going to call it a night. Say God bless everybody. Give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his Kim Volk. Okay. Say goodnight, everybody. God. And stay tuned for tomorrow and do another show. Okay. God bless.